Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Father,
praise
we thank
Lord.
You for you. We just bless you this morning.
Praise the Lord.
I'm sorry, what did you say?
Ready.
Okay.
Listeners and friends.
Yes, ma'am. We thank you, Lord Jesus, in the name of Jesus, for breaking the curses.
Yes.
Oh, God, from breaking the curses off of us and our families. We thank you that we are redeemed from the curse through the blood of Jesus. We are the seed of Abraham, and his blessing is ours. We choose blessing instead of curses and life instead of death. We break and release ourselves, oh God, from all generational curses and iniquities as a result of the sins of our ancestors. We break and release, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, ourselves from all curses on both sides of our family back 60 generations. We break all curses of witchcraft, sorcery, and divination in the name of Jesus. We break and release ourselves from all curses of pride and rebellion in the name of Jesus. We break and release ourselves from all curses of death and destruction in the name of Jesus. We break and rebuke all curses of sickness and infirmity in the name of Jesus. We break and release ourselves from all curses of poverty, lack, and debt. In the name of Jesus, we break and release ourselves from all curses of rejection. In the name of Jesus, we break and release ourselves from all curses of double-mindedness and schizophrenia. In the name of Jesus, we break and release ourselves from all curses of Jezebel and Ahab. In the name of Jesus, we break and release ourselves from all curses of divorce and separation. In the name of Jesus, we break and release ourselves from all curses of lust and perversion. In the name of Jesus, we break and release ourselves from all curses of confusion and mental illness. In the name of Jesus, we break and release ourselves from all curses of idolatry. In the name of Jesus, we break and release ourselves from all curses causing accidents and premature death. In the name of Jesus, we break and release ourselves from all curses of wandering and vagabonds. In the name of Jesus, we break and release ourselves from all spoken curses and negative words spoken against us by others and by those in authority, and we bless them. We break and release ourselves from all self-inflicted curses by negative words we have spoken. In the name of Jesus, we command every demon hiding and operating behind a curse to come out of us, come out of our children, come out of our extended families, come out of our neighborhoods. Come on up and out right now in Jesus' name. Come on out, come on out, you an unwanted foe. We send the fire of God against you right now in Jesus' name. Well, good morning, good morning. It is Saturday, November the 21st. Hallelujah. We are praising the Lord ever before. We are thanking him this morning that this is joyful praise day. A day of praising and honoring him. Well, Father, we come this morning lifting up everybody on Bible Storyland, their families, everyone they're associated with, on their jobs, in their neighborhoods, in their churches, oh God, everywhere they go, Lord God, direct their path in the name of Jesus. And Father, we honor you this morning. You are great and mighty. You are holy. Be high and lifted up, our King. Yes. We come to give you thanksgiving, glory, honor due to your name. You are a majestic God. You are clothed in majesty, and we praise you this morning. We give you glory, praise, and thanksgiving. Your name is wonderful. You are that counselor that we need. You are the Prince of Peace that we need, yes. And we honor your presence. We thank you that you're here. Woo, hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
And you're among your people. Oh, God, it's more than two of us gathered in your name.
Praise
we come
God.
This morning to lift up your name, Lord Jesus, to draw others that need to be saved. Draw them by your Holy Spirit. Show them that loving kindness, that tender mercy, oh, God, and save them from this untoward generation. What a great God you are. What a mighty King you are. You are awesome in all your ways. So we just come to bless you, to bow down, to worship, to honor, to exalt you. Woo, the King. King of Kings. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Well, good morning again. We have Karen Itell from Houston, Texas. She's going to play a song of praise this morning. Good morning, Karen.
Good morning, Caritha.
How are you?
So good. Wonderful.
Amen. We're glad you're back. Karen celebrated her birthday last week, and I know she's still celebrating the goodness of God. What are you going to play this morning?
What a mighty God we serve.
All right, all right. God we serve. Even the angels bow down before him. They give him glory on a daily basis. Oh my God, they're worshiping him. They're saying hallelujah to the Most High God. Hallelujah. They are praising God. And that's what we're doing here on earth. We are praising God right now this morning. Today is joyful praise day. I welcome each of you to Bible Storyland. I say good morning. This is the day the Lord has made. We are certainly rejoicing. We are rejoicing. We're rejoicing on Joyful Praise Day. We're giving our God glory and honor. This is a day of thanksgiving unto our God who gives us so much. He's the greatest giver. He created the whole earth, the whole world by his spoken word. He said, there be. And guess what? You know he had the authority and the power to do so. He's the creator. So I thank God that in the beginning, hallelujah, God was, is, shall always be. Hallelujah. So we're thanking the Lord for each of you this morning. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Well, you know what? God is an awesome king. He's mighty. He's given us, you know, so much on a daily basis. If it had not been for the goodness of the Lord on our side, oh, my God, we wouldn't be able to withstand the fiery darts of the enemy. We wouldn't be able to withstand when the enemy comes in our household to wreck it. But because of the goodness of God, he brings order and peace. He's Jehovah Shalom, the peacemaker. Well, we are giving God thanks this morning. You know, Deuteronomy 8:10 says, when thou hast eaten and are full, then thou shalt bless the Lord thy God for the good land which he has given you and me. Isn't he good? Yeah. Now, you know Thanksgiving is coming up. And we don't just honor him on that day in November. We honor him daily. We give him thanks daily because he's doing great wonders. Psalms 104, 100 verse 4 says, enter into his gates with thanksgiving. Yeah, when we come before the God, our creator, our maker, we got to enter in with thanksgiving. We got to bow down and worship him. You know, when you go to England to see the queen or the king, you got to bow down. You can't go in there upright. You got to bow down. So he made the queen and king of England. So, of course, we're going to bow down to the Most High God, the creator of heaven and earth. He created all of us. So we got to bow down into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. Excuse me. Psalms 107:22. Let them sacrifice the sacrifices of thanksgiving and declare his works with rejoicing. We got to come rejoicing.
Oh, my God.
We can't come, you know, with a haughty spirit. We can't come, you know, beneath who we are. We can't come with that sadness. We got to come with joy before the king. Joy before the king. He's the one who created us. And we come with thanksgiving. Colossians 1:12, giving thanks unto the Father, which has made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints of light. Colossians 3:15, and let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to that which also you are called in one body, and be thankful. 1 Thessalonians 5:18. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. You. Yes, you. So that's his will, that we give him thanks. So we are honoring the Lord today on Bible Storyland. We are thanking him, you know, in everything we got to give thanks, for this is the will of Christ Jesus concerning you. God has a will for each one of us, his perfect will. He's our God. He cares for us as individuals. He don't consider us group children. He know your name. He know your fingerprint. What he say? He know the amount of hairs on your head. He knows every one, every strand. Look, you know what? He's more than detailed. He knows your fingerprints. He made them. He gave them to you. Knows your footprints. He knows your voice. Every time you come in the secret place and say, Abba, he's already heard. He know you were coming. He ordered your step. Every time you read the word, the Lord is my shepherd. He's ordering your steps. We got to give him thanks and order. You know, his plans for us is for us to prosper and succeed. And in order for this to happen, for us to prosper and succeed, we must follow God's plan. He has great plans for us, but we must get out of the way. Yeah, we got to get out of the way. You know, sometimes I block my own way. God be trying to lead me another way, and I'm in the way. Now, you know he is the way, so we can't block him. We cannot succeed or prosper without our Father. We got to be in the right path. He has great plans for us, and we got to allow his plans to come forth when we get out the way. We must learn to give God thanks for everything, everything we go through. When God lost his only son, Jesus, you know, he lost Jesus. But guess what? Not like lost him, he gave him so that we could have life. Now, you know the story of Job. We got to learn to give God thanks through everything. Job lost everything in one day. He lost his children. He lost everything he owned, his possessions. You know the story. When the devil and Jesus, excuse me, the devil and God had a conversation. Have you considered my servant, Job? Put your name in there. Have you considered my servant, Caritha Gantling, Sister G, have you considered my servant? You know, they had a conversation. And that conversation, The devil said, well, you know you got a hedge around, Sister G. What are we going to do? You keeping that hedge around. Oh, no, no, no. I'm going to take that hedge, but you can only go thus far. You can't kill her. You can only do this. You can only do that. And so thank God. Thank God that he was with me in the fiery furnace. She shut the mouth of the lions. Now, you know he's no respecter of persons. I know God loves me so much. My mind can't even begin to understand the depths of his love. But guess what? Had a conversation about you too. So, when we're going through, God gives to us. So we got to, you know, I mean, no matter what we're going through, if it's the loss of a job, we say, hallelujah, you got a better job coming, Lord. Hallelujah, yeah, thank God. You, Lord God. I lost that one. Whew, this is my time of relaxing and refreshing and just dwelling with you in the secret place. When you lost a loved one, especially if they were saved, you got to say, Lord, blessed are those who die in the Lord. Hallelujah, you rejoice. In some countries, they cry when a baby's born. They are sad because they know that baby got to go through so many trials, tribulations. But when the people die, they rejoice. They go, oh, they're going to heaven. They're going to glory. They're better than us. They're going to be standing before God. We got to give God through sickness. When sickness hit our bodies, when affliction hit, we got to give him thanks. When you lose everything you owned, everything. You know, people in Katrina lost everything in one day. That hurricane that came through New Orleans, they lost everything. When it came through Houston, Mississippi, Alabama, you know these things. You got to give God praise through everything. Whatever the situation, we must praise and thank God for giving us Jesus. Because he knew everything before we were born that we were going to have to face. And you said, well, why did God allow this here? Why he allowed that? Well, I don't know why you let that happen. And we get angry. But guess what? He allowed Jesus to leave his throne, his crown of glory in heaven, step down to the earth realm where God knew he would be crucified, beaten, trampled on because he brought the way that we need to go. So, you know, I thank God that we got to give him thanks through everything, everything. Mm-hmm. Even when our situation looks hopeless, we must tell God, thank you, Lord. Praise God through it all. There's a song that says, and I vow to praise him through the good and the bad, no matter what it looks like, because you already know he's going to turn everything around for your good. Today, we see Pastor Donna Hawkins on here, and we are so grateful that she's on with us. We know that she's probably still in the hospital. Good morning, Pastor Donna. How are you?
Good morning, Minister G. Yes, I had surgery yesterday morning at 8:30 at a total hip replacement. But I was
all
determined
right
to stick on this morning. Yes, ma'am. God is so good, and he's still blessing. So
amen,
if you don't mind,
amen.
I'm going to say, Go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
All right, I'll go ahead and sing Victory Is Mine because I'm not sure when the therapist will come in to walk me. I did sit
amen
up yesterday.
Amen. Well, you go right ahead, praising the Lord. Hallelujah.
Yes, ma'am. Victory is mine. Victory is mine. Victory today is mine. I told Satan to get thee behind. Victory today is mine. When I rose this morning, I didn't have no doubt. I knew that the Lord would bring me out. I got down on my knees. I said, Lord, help me, please. I got up singing and shouting the victory. Oh, victory is mine. Victory is mine. Victory today is mine. I told Satan to get thee behind. Victory today is mine. When I rose this morning, I didn't have no doubt. I knew that the Lord would bring me out. I got down on my knees. I said, Lord, help me please. I got up singing and shouting the victory. Oh, victory is mine. Victory is mine. Victory today is mine. I told Satan to get thee behind. Victory today is mine.
Amen.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Strong and mighty woman of God. Hallelujah. Praising God. What did I just talk about? Praising God through every situation. She's in the hospital. Just had hip replacement. Great is our God. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, I lift up your daughter, Pastor Donna Hawkins. You're there in Paducah, Kentucky, as well as in the hospital where she is, oh, God. We're grateful that you were there with her through the procedures, and you are bringing her out. And she already knows. She already knew before she went in that victory was hers. So she sang it. Oh, God, she sang it this morning. Victory belongs to her. Victory belongs to your children. So we thank you that victory is hers. Satan is defeated, and she has the victory because she belonged to you, Lord Jesus. So, Father, bless her like never before. Give her a quick healing, oh, God. Heal her inside out, oh, God. And we just thank you, Lord, that you are there and you're still with her. You will never leave Pastor Donna nor forsake her, oh, God. And, Father, be with her mother who's in the nursing facility recuperating, oh, God. We thank you for everything that you're doing on their behalf in Jesus' name. Amen. What a mighty God we serve, and victory is ours today. Well, we have her cousin on with us, Jackie Travis, from Jacksonville, Florida. Good morning, Jackie.
Good morning. Lord, I'm so glad to hear my cousin is doing okay. I talked to my sister yesterday. She said she was still in surgery when I talked with her, and I didn't know my other sister had surgery. Also, Sharona had surgery on third Wednesday, I do believe she said, and she's doing better also. I thank the Lord because I knew he would bring her out. I wanted to call her yesterday, but I didn't know how to call her or when to call her. And I knew that I would try to get in touch with them today. But cousin, I'm glad you're doing better. I thank God for bringing you through. I know you have a quick healing and a quick back to recovery so you can take care of our auntie. I know she's waiting to see you and hear from you. And yesterday I went to see one of my ladies. We came home from hospice, Miss Kennedy, and we received praise for her because she had to go back to the hospital, but I went over there last night. We realized that her arms and things were hurting. She was responding at first, but now she was not responding. And then when we touched her, she was in so much pain, we couldn't turn her, we couldn't check her or anything. So they had to take her back. Lord, please pray for her that she gets better and ease all of that pain. We gave her so much pain medicine, couldn't give her any more. So I'm asking you to please pray for her also. Pray for my whole family and pray for our safe trip that we'll be taking. Hopefully we'll be taking out of here Wednesday. My sister-in-law's in the hospital, and my husband's sister and his niece is in the hospital also. So pray for them, please, too.
And pray for my other patients.
Lord, I just went to bed about 2 o'clock.
You're breaking up just a little bit, Jack.
I know. Pray for all of my people. I just went to bed about 2, so I'm real tired.
Amen.
Well, I thank him. I say thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Lord. Whoa, you brought me from a mighty, mighty long way. mighty long way. You've been my mother, you've been my father, you've been my sisters, my brothers too. Well, you helped me from a mighty long way, a mighty long way. And I thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Lord. Oh, you brought me from a mighty long way, mighty long way. You've been my mother. You've been my father. You've been my sister, my brother too. Lord, you brought me from a mighty long way, a mighty long way. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. No matter what we're going through today, no matter where we are thanking the Lord, giving him praise, honor, and thanksgiving. So I thank the Lord for everything he's doing on all of our behalf. We are praising him, giving him thanks and glory. Woo! Glory unto the King of Kings. Glory unto our Lord and Savior. So I thank the Lord this morning. Well, Karen Itell is going to play another praise song for us. What are you going to play, Karen?
This is the day.
This is the day that the Lord has made. Amen.
Amen. We'll do it.
Hallelujah. This is the day that the Lord has made. We are rejoicing and we are glad in it. We're giving him thanks today on Joyful Praise Day, and we are thanking our God. As we approach the holiday Thanksgiving, you know, let's remember that it's just one day. It's just one day. And the Bible says that after we've eaten and we are full, let's not forget to thank the Lord, our God. You know, he does wonders for his people. He loves us so much, and he's doing so much for us. So we got to remember to give him praise and thanksgiving every day. And, you know, many days I sat down to the table, start eating, I said, oops, my God, I forgot to give him thanks. So it's not too late. Give him thanks today for every time we've forgotten. Every time, and you know, Thanksgiving is coming up. We're going to be praying for families on Thanksgiving because, you know, so much happens during family time. You know, the devil get busy. He reminds you, yeah, you remember when Auntie So-So, whatever her name is, she rolled her eyes. Remember when she said you weren't going to mount to nothing and all the more ugly things come up. They rise up. So we're going to pray for families this morning. Father, we lift up families as we are approaching Thanksgiving, and we thank you that we will keep our mind stayed on you, that we would not get off the track, oh God, of thinking about those things when people came against us. Let us bless those who curse us and who said all manner of evil against us, whether in our family, in our neighbors, church, wherever it is. Let us forgive and forget, oh God. And Lord, I thank you that when we sit down to the table, Oh, God, at Thanksgiving Day, you will be there in the midst of our families, that we would gather in your name, that we would not gather in the name of Thanksgiving, but we would gather in your name and give you thanks in the name of Jesus. And we thank you. And, Father, those family members who are going through emotional trauma from childhood, we send all that back to the sender. We uproot it right now. We cut it off at the path. Those family members who got those hurt spirits, who are suffering from hurt build up over the years, we just uproot that, overturn it, and send it back to the sender. And we call forth healing. You are God. You say, will thou be made whole? We want to be made whole in our families. Spiritually, physically, mentally, emotionally, in every way, we want to be made whole in our families. So, Father, I thank you for making our families whole. So when we sit down to the table, we clear and free of all demonic debris, all demonic mess that could go on, and we are free to praise you on Thanksgiving Day. We are free to give you glory, honor, and thanksgiving on Thursday, the day that we call Thanksgiving here in America. And, Lord, even if we have a piece of bread and some water, we're going to thank you. No matter what's on the table, we're going to be grateful and thank you, Lord God. No matter if it's just ice and water, no matter what we have, we're going to be grateful. Forgive us from complaining. Oh, God, when we see people hungry on the street and they are grateful for a crumb, forgive us for dissatisfaction in our lives, oh God. Let us give thanks and glory unto you, oh God, for all the things you've done. Let us focus on what you've done and be grateful, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And, Father, we ask you to forgive us when we've been ungrateful and say, we don't want this one in our family no more. Every evil word, every negative word spoken against us or our family members is cut off, null and void. We cancel it right now. And we say, Lord God, the joy of your spirit, the joy of the spirit, the joy of the Lord is ours. And we thank you this morning for what you're going to do on Thanksgiving Day, that day when we get together as a family. We thank you that we will rejoice again. And again I say rejoice. Well, you know, it's also the fifth anniversary of Bible Storyland. We began Bible Storyland with a free show on November the 13th, 2010. And I'll never forget, I barely knew how to work a computer. I just had gotten a computer maybe a month before. And I was in the house, and one day the Lord said, that's how you're going to start your show. And I'm like, what? He said, yeah, that's how you're going to have your radio show. So you know how you hear God and you go like, you got to get it confirmed, right? I'm like, Lord, can you confirm that for me? Did I hear you right? Well, one of my spiritual daughters, Keisha Baldwin, great mighty woman of God, she called me maybe several months before we began our show, and she said, Mama, I'm going to be on the radio. I said, okay, what station? I'm thinking about the box radio. And she told me, she said, oh, no, not the radio where you dial. I still didn't get it that day. I called her up. I said, well, what station again? She said, no, you call in the number. Just like, you know, several of you asked me, what are you talking about? You call the number. And it's an internet radio show. That's what she told me. So, you know, I didn't know anything about it. I called a young woman. Called a friend of mine, she's on here now, from Kalamazoo, Michigan, and I said, Ronnie, I don't know, you know, how to do this computer thing. Can you help me set up a blog talk show? She said, I have a young woman in here who could do it for you. So her name was Faith, I believe, and Faith came on the phone with me, and she walked me through setting up blog talk radio. And the Lord gave me the name Bible Storyland, and then he also told me how to name each week. He gave me those names. First week, senior citizen. Second week, family day. Third week, which is today, joyful praise day. And the fourth week is children's day. So, you know, it used to take me about 2 weeks or more to prepare for one radio show. Then, it took me 1 week and then maybe 3-4 hours. And now it takes me maybe an hour or so, you know, and through all of that, God was leading me through the Word of God. He was leading me through how to study His Word. And I had been studying the Word, but it took me more in depth. And as I, you know, began to write for the radio shows, God wrote the Word on the tables of my heart more and more every day so that I would not sin against Him. And He was having me, you know, pray for people. And so I just thank the Lord that He has brought us this far by faith. Sometimes I didn't even have the money to pay the monthly fee. It's just $39. But, you know, I was being stretched, and I was like, oh, my God, I got to pay for Internet now. I got to have Internet. I got to have this. I got to have that. But guess what? Don't you know God made a way where there was seemingly no way? Every time I bend the knee, I said, Lord, I don't know how I'm going to pay, but I don't know how I'm going to pay Blog Talk this month. God, I'm going to. And, you know, finally, He made it so that each month they could take it out of my account. I said, oh, Lord, look at you, God. You're so awesome. So I give Him thanks and praise for our fifth anniversary. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. My God, you never know where the Lord is going to direct your path. And, you know, there were days when, you know, the whole show would get knocked off and all kind of things would happen, but God came forth and He helped us through every time. He brought people on from different cities throughout the United States of America. And, you know, even on Internet, people come on Internet. They come on and listen different ways through different, you know, forms of media. They come on and listen. Sometimes when I get the stats back, it's like for the month, 3 or 4 people, 100 people listen, 800 people listen. I'm like, whoa. They be surfing the net looking for different kinds of shows, religious shows or whatever. So, you know, I'm giving God thanks that He's allowed us 5 years on the Internet radio show. I give Him praise. I give Him honor. Well, Father, we just thank You right now for what You've done on Bible Storyland, what You're about to do. You opened up the airways for us where there seemingly was no way. You put the Word in us, oh God. You published the Word. And Lord, we just thank You for every day, every week that You come ahead of us. You come with us. You are behind us on Bible Storyland. You don't ever leave us. You don't ever forsake us. And I thank You for each and every person who's been coming on from since the beginning, even those who just begun to come on. We thank You, oh God. We give You praise and thanksgiving. Oh, God, we thank You. We surrender all because we don't know the way. But lead us in a plain path for Your name's sake. And we bless You, oh, God. And we give You thanks for Bible Storyland and its participants, oh, God. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, the Word of God is powerful. It is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. It pierces even the dividing of sunder of the soul and the spirit, the joints and the matter. And it's a discerner of our thoughts and the intents of our own hearts. So, you know, I thank the Lord for His Word because it's certainly powerful now. You know, the Word, you start praying. I don't know how many of you saw that movie War Room, but it's such an awesome movie, War Room. But you know what? God does so many wonderful things. When you just lay out in His presence, whether it's on your bed or on the floor, in the car, you just say, Lord, You are my shepherd. I'm calling on You today. He does great wonders in your life. And, you know, sometimes I ride in my car and I put on a CD with just a plain word, nothing but the Word, Psalms mostly. But the Word of God just goes throughout my car. You know, from one side of town to the other, even when I traveled from one city to the other, I put the Word of God on. Because, you know, no good thing can come from my flesh. I don't want my flesh rising up. It rise up enough as it is. I'm trying to, you know, kill the flesh and be in tune with God. I don't want my flesh rising up. But you know what? I thank God for the woman of God today that's going to be bringing forth the word. She's our speaker today. She lives in Jacksonville, Florida. She's a mighty woman of God. And I met her a few months ago at Revelation Prayer House Church here in Jacksonville, and she was a speaker that day. She brought forth the word with might and power. And I asked her, I gave her a flyer and asked her to call me. So we talked and asked her, would she come on today? And I tell you what, she gave a power-packed message. So I'm looking forward to the message the Lord has given her today. Her name is Minister Josette Delaney. Good morning, Minister Delaney. How are you?
Good morning, Sister G. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. We're so happy you joined us on Bible Storyland.
Glad to be. Praise God. Praise the Lord.
Let the Lord have his way in you.
All right, all right. I first would like to say giving praise to the Lord, okay, because he comes first. Amen. Amen. I send that out to the radio listeners and friends. Amen. I bring you greetings from LCA and Voices of Joy Outreach Ministry. Praise God. God is so good. He's awesome. He is excellent. For he is worthy to be praised. Praise God. Amen. I just want to give hallelujah to people of God and for those that's lost and can't find their way, some words of encouragement. And I believe that today's theme for today is joyful praise. Joyful praise. Praise God. That is so meaningful in itself. Joyful praise. My text is going to come today from 1 Thessalonians 5:16. And the verse is short. It's only two words. Rejoice evermore. When I look those words up in the Merriam-Webster dictionary, I found out that rejoice meant to be full of joy and great delight. When I look at evermore, I find out that it meant forever or always. So I understood that to mean that we are to praise God always, without ceasing. It does not matter what our circumstance and or our situation may be, but we got to thank God. We got to praise him anyhow. For he know all about us. He know what we stand in the need of before we even ask. But he want us to come with a joyful praise. Joyful. Praise God. Amen. I'm going to give you a few of the characters out of the Bible that I believe that could contest to a joyful praise. Praise God.
Amen.
Amen. David said, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Psalm 101. And I believe that David, that when he said make a joyful noise, he wanted us to surrender everything unto him, to give the Lord our whole heart, our mind, and our soul. And he wanted us to praise him with cymbals, and praise him with an instrument, and praise him with a shout out, because he's worthy. I look at another character in the Bible by the name of Jeremiah. Praise God. And when I look at Jeremiah said that the Lord's word was in his heart, and it was as a burning fire shut up in his bones. Amen. Praise God. And that's joy all by itself. That's that anointing. Amen. Praise God. Jeremiah said, just like fire shut up in my bones. Praise God. We need to have that anointing. Amen. Through the anointing, we can have joy. Praise God. Amen. Because God is. God is. Amen. Paul went on to say that I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. praise God. Philippians 4:13, praise God. When the joy is in you, you have the strength to know that no matter what comes, no matter what goes, I can do all things. But I am the head and I am not the tail. Praise God. For the Lord sees our future. He sees our future. He has the hope that we have. He sees the future. There's no need to worry. There's no reason to faint. Because God is with you always. Hallelujah. Rejoice evermore. I don't care. It does not matter if you're sick. Rejoice anyhow. It doesn't matter if you don't have the money that you need. He said rejoice anyhow. Hallelujah. For it's only a season. And then I will come. But I'm going to come in due time. And I'm going to make a way out of nowhere. Hallelujah. Yes, God. Hallelujah. Yes, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I have one more person that I want to mention. Timothy. For Timothy said in 2 Timothy 1:7, for God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound of mind. Rejoice evermore. Hallelujah, for God is our peace. Peace that passeth all understanding. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. For we shall praise him joyfully. Joyfully. Praise God. Amen. Rejoice evermore. Don't give up. Don't give up. Don't give up. Rejoice. Hallelujah. Yes, God. No matter, God, what people may say about you, even though you may be criticized, you might have been knocked down, you might have been lied on, but that's okay. Rejoice anyhow. For the Lord got your back. For he said, no weapon formed against you shall prosper. It won't work. It shall not prosper. And every tongue that rises up in judgment against you, he said that he's with them, for that is the inheritance of his servant. Rejoice. 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 Hallelujah, Lord. For you can rejoice. Because you know that he said, by his stripes you are healed. I don't care what the circumstances may look like, whatever the symptoms may be. God said that you are healed. Rejoice. Rejoice, my child. Rejoice. For he said here, put no hope on you, and you're able to be. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you right now, Lord Jesus. Joy. For with the man endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. If we do not faint, if we do not get weary by the way, son, hallelujah, he said that. Rejoice. Rejoice. For joy is yours for the asking. Joy is yours for the asking. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. For he's done so many great things for us. If it had not been for the Lord on our side, we could not have made it thus far. So yes, rejoice. Hallelujah. Rejoice, rejoice. Hey, my God, rejoice. For the Lord heareth you. He knows all things. Rejoice. Rejoice evermore. Don't let it cease. Don't let it cease. Don't let it cease. Each and every day, as we take our daily walk, hallelujah, call on the Lord, believe in God for whom he is. Rejoice evermore. Always, continually, praising him for everything in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Can I get a witness today that the Lord will see you through? Yeah, God. Rejoice. 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 Hallelujah. Rejoice. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Father God. We thank you. In order to rejoice, praise God, we got to allow our flesh to decrease so that the Spirit may increase in our lives. Hallelujah. And if you don't know the Lord, hallelujah, in Acts 2:38, we got to repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus for remission of sins. And I can guarantee you this, that if you will follow that process, the joy that you're looking for, you will find. in the Lord. Praise God. Rejoice. Rejoice, rejoice. Rejoice, rejoice. Hallelujah. Rejoice. Hallelujah, because he's worthy. Praise him always. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, for the Lord is your strength. The Lord is your strength. You can rejoice because you know that he is Jehovah. You are able to rejoice because you know Jehovah is. Hallelujah, and provider. For he makes provision. Right now, you can rejoice. You can rejoice because you know that Jehovah is peace. You can rejoice. You can rejoice knowing that the Lord is. Hallelujah, your righteousness. You can rejoice knowing that the Lord is your sanctifier. You can rejoice to know that the Lord is the Most High God, that there is nothing too hard. There is nothing impossible. There is nothing that he cannot work out. Just rejoice. Just rejoice. Hallelujah, just rejoice. Hallelujah, Jesus, just rejoice. For healing can come to your soul if you just rejoice. Hallelujah, if you lean and depend on him, just rejoice. Hallelujah, lean not to your own understanding, but just rejoice. And know that God is God. Just rejoice. Rejoice evermore. Yes, God, yes, God, yes, God. Hallelujah, yeah, God, rejoice. The Lord is looking for a people that will praise him, a people that will stand up, a people that will say, that, Lord God, you are almighty, and I will praise thee forevermore with my whole heart, with my whole mind, with my whole soul. I will surrender all unto thee, for I will praise thee. I will rejoice forevermore. Always, I will not take down, I will not compromise, but I will stand on your word, I will rejoice in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I will rejoice. Rejoice evermore, rejoice evermore. Hallelujah, rejoice evermore, rejoice evermore. Rejoice evermore, rejoice evermore. For Jesus is the rock and the weary land. You can rejoice. And no matter how hard it may seem, but you give it unto the Lord. If you just give it unto the Lord, he said that he will hear you and he will answer. Rejoice. Rejoice. We no longer have to walk around with a hung down head. We can be encouraged because we know that the Lord is our shepherd and we shall not want. Yeah, 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 God. For the Lord is our light. Hallelujah, and our salvation. Hallelujah, Lord. For the Lord is the light in our path. Hallelujah, Jesus. He's a lamp on our feet. We can rejoice. We can rejoice. Hallelujah. We can rejoice. We can thank him in all things. Hallelujah. For he's looking for a people that will praise him anyhow. Anyhow. Praise him. Praise him. Hallelujah, Jesus. He's looking for people that will come to him in thanksgiving. Hallelujah. Praise him. Praise God. Rejoice. Rejoice. Hallelujah, Jesus, rejoice. Rejoice. Rejoice in the Lord. Rejoice in the Lord. He's looking. He's looking for a people in these last days, in these perilous times. Hallelujah, that will come unto him, that will run in a hurry, asking, what must I do, Lord, that I may have the joy of thy salvation in the mighty name of Jesus. Yeah, yeah, God. Thank you right now, 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 God, for allowing us to rejoice. Allowing us to rejoice the evermore. Hallelujah. We don't feel like it. Our body physically do not feel like it. The Lord will give you the strength that you need to rejoice. Yeah, God. Yeah, God. He will put a word in you that you may have a word to give unto someone. Hallelujah, yeah, God. Rejoice. forevermore. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I challenge you to continue rejoicing in the Lord, for he is worthy of your praise. He's worthy of your praise. He's worthy of your praise. He is worthy of your praise. Hallelujah, yeah, God. Thank you right now, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. I want to praise God. I thank the Lord, amen, for the words of encouragement. And I hope that something has been said that has helped uplift, hallelujah, your hung down head or your soul today, God. Thank you, Lord. Dear my God. Hallelujah, yeah, God, Lord Jesus. Yeah, God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, yeah, God. Hallelujah, yeah, God. Hallelujah, yeah, God. Thank you right now, Lord Jesus. Yes, God, yes, yeah, my God. Hallelujah. There's a sister, praise God, amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
She's having, praise God, some back issues, praise God. Some back pain. Amen. But the Lord is healing you right now because you're tuned in. Actually, you're tuned in right now. And the Lord is healing your body because you're receiving what God is saying. And he's healing your body right now. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah, God. For the joy is yours for the asking. Hallelujah, yeah, God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Children of God, I just want to say, praise God. I hope that the word has been given. Hallelujah, that it may encourage you today and that you may be blessed, God. Until next time, amen, praise God. You're listening to Sister Lainey, amen. Miracles and blessings I send to you all. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
Amen, amen. What a word, what a word, what a word. Rejoicing evermore. 1 Thessalonians 5:16, rejoice evermore. She said two words. Now, these are power-packed words, and they're powerful because they came from the Word of God. 1 Thessalonians 5:16. We're going to read all the way through 18. Rejoice evermore. Pray without ceasing. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. So I thank God for the word that Minister Delaney gave this morning. Oh, my God, it was awesome. I just thank the Lord. You know, she talks about, you know, different Bible characters who praised, who rejoiced, who gave God thanks. So, you know, she said, you know, by his stripes we're healed. We're rejoicing in the Lord. We rejoice and rejoice again. You know, there's a song that says, rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice, and a scripture as well. So weeping may endure for a night, but she said joy will come in the morning. So I thank God for you, Minister Delaney. God bless you and your family. We're so grateful you joined us to bring forth, to publish the word this morning. And it was a powerful word. I thank God for using you. Don't hang up. Stay with us. Salvation. She talked about salvation. When we accept the Lord as our personal Savior, we say no to the devil and his ways, and we say yes to the Lord and his ways. His ways are higher. His thoughts are higher than ours. And I'm going to read a scripture to you in Psalms 18:30-36, and it talks about, excuse me, salvation. Psalms 18:30-36. Says, as for God, his way is perfect. The word of the Lord is tried. He is a buckler to all those that trust him. For who is God save our Lord? Who is a rock save our Lord? It is God that girdeth us with strength and maketh our way perfect. He maketh our feet like hind feet and sitteth upon us upon our high places. He teacheth our hands to war so that the bow of steel is broken by our arms. Thou hast also given us the shield of salvation, and the right hand, his right hand is holding us up, and his gentleness has made us great. God has enlarged our steps under us that our feet will not slip. So after we get saved, that's what we have to do. Those are the things we have to do. He gives us salvation. You know, it's a gift. And we receive the gift of salvation according to Romans 9:10. You know, it says confess with your mouth. You know, you don't have to go outside and scream on Fifth Avenue. All you got to do is confess Jesus is Lord. You can do it from your bed. You can do it in the bathroom. You can do it in your car. You can say Jesus is Lord. I believe that Jesus is Lord. I believe that God raised him from the dead on the third day, and he lives forevermore. You can make that confession anywhere you are, and God will save you. God is our divine support. And so we have to continually give him thanks. You know, he knows what you're going through. Sometimes, you know, you say, oh, God, where are you? Where are you, Lord? You know, you feel like far away from him. That's when he's near. And, you know, backsliding is not an option. It is not an option at all. Let's continue to move forward in God, not even looking back, but pressing straight ahead. Now, this morning, in honor of Thanksgiving, I would like for, you know, a few people to press one, if you haven't already pressed one, and give, you know, God thanks for something in your life. Press one and just tell something that you're giving God thanks for during this season. What are you thankful for? I hear Jackie over praise. There. Think, what you thankful for, Jackie?
Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, God. Amen. Praise God, Sister G.
Yes.
Okay, this Sister Lainey, praise God.
Okay.
Amen. I just want to thank the Lord, amen, for the healing of the body. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. God is so good. I just thank him for just healing my body. He's done so many great things for me. Amen. And I'm just a strong believer in the healing, and I just thank the Lord for just doing that for me today. Praise God.
Amen. Thank the Lord that he healed your body. He's a great healer. Doctors are limited, but he's the unlimited physician. I stand on that word.
Yes, God. Yes, God.
Amen. Thank God for that. Great testimony. Anybody else? What are you thankful for this morning?
Sister Jim, this is Jackie.
Okay.
I'm thankful for my family. I'm thankful for my patients. I'm thankful that he gives me life. I'm thankful that he heals my people. I'm thankful that my cousin comes through surgery okay. My sister's surgery is doing okay. I'm thankful that he allows us to be able to go visit family. He provides for us. I'm just thankful for everything. I'm thankful that he wakes me up every morning and I'm still okay when I wake up. I'm able to move all of my limbs and use all of my five senses. I'm thankful for that. I'm thankful that we see another day every day. I'm thankful that our family is growing closer together. I'm just thankful. I'm thankful for it all. I'm thankful that he watches over my people, the homeless people that's downtown. I'm thankful. I'm thankful that he gives them a place to be warm at night. I'm thankful. I'm thankful that we have a home and we have food and we have clothes and we just able to just work, Lord. I'm thankful. I'm thankful that he gives us that he watches over my children, keeps them safe from all hurt, harm, and danger. I'm just thankful. I'm thankful. 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 Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. We are coming with grateful hearts before the King this morning, giving him praise, glory, and thanksgiving. Anybody else? What are you thankful for? What are you thankful for to God for?
I'm thankful to him for my salvation and the love he's given me throughout my life and the life he's given me abundantly. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Karen. Hallelujah. We are all grateful to the Lord. Anybody else? What are you thankful for? Press 1. If you're not already on live, press 1. If you haven't, press 1. What are you thankful for today? All right. Well, hopefully throughout the day you remember what you're thankful for. Because I tell you what, paper can't hold what I'm thankful for. All the paper in the world can't hold what I'm thankful for. I'm just thankful to my Lord. Oh, my God. Like Karen said, that he, first of all, he saved me. Then, you know, he changed my life. He turned me around. He delivered me out of the enemy's hand, put me in his almighty palm. I'm grateful. And like, you know, Minister Delaney said, he healed my body. Not just one time, but more than once. One time the Lord said to me, "Will thou be made whole?" I say, "Yes." So you know what? He heals us physically when we get sick. He heals us spiritually because you know what? Sometimes we're wounded in our soul. You know, our soul has diseases. He heals our soul's diseases. He heals us emotionally. You know, sometimes you grow up and different things happen to you in life. You know, I can remember different situations, children fighting me. All kind of things, you know, happen in your family. All kind of stuff happen when you're growing up. Some traumatic stuff happened. You know, I lost my parents. You know, those things, he heals us from emotional things. You know, when you go through death and birth of different, you know, people in your life, he heals you from those traumatic situations. And, you know, like... he gives to us, and I'm grateful. He gives to me daily. Sometimes I'm like, Lord, you know, I'm running short this month. Don't you know he's going to fix it now? He provides everything. And when I say superabundant supply, I mean superabundant. Superabundant. You born in America, superabundant. There are people in other countries when I look sometimes on the internet, and I see people in different countries, Ethiopian, I mean, and the women are just bones, no, the flesh hanging off their bones, their baby stomachs are distended. I have so much to be grateful for. I mean, you know, it's just God is just so good. That's all I'm going to say. Well, it is prayer time. So press 1, state your prayer request. We have for Minister Donna Hawkins, you know, I believe right now she's probably going to therapy. They're walking her or doing whatever they do in therapy. So we're praying for her quick recovery from surgery that she had on yesterday. And, you know, she pressed her way. God gave her the strength to come on, dial the number, and sing. I didn't know she was going to sing this morning. But she sang, "Victory is mine, victory is mine." And, you know, I'm grateful. I'm grateful for each one of you. I'm grateful God put you in my life. You know, Karen, Itell, and I have never met physically. We know each other by the Spirit of the Most High God. Weekly, she comes on Bible Storyland. I'm grateful for her. I'm grateful for Minister Don. I'm grateful, you know, for each one of you who come on, for Jackie. I'm grateful for each one of you who come on Bible Storyland weekly, or if you just been on the first time, or, you know, if you listen later, I'm grateful for you that God put you in my life. You are a blessing to me. So I thank God for each of you. So we're going to be praying. I'm going to pray for Jackie and her family, safe travel, her patients, for Sharona, her sister who had surgery, for her patient who's been in excruciating pain. You know God is a healer. I you know, aspirin and Tylenol, they just kind of put like a Band-Aid on. But God get to the root of the pain. He root out pain. He go deep down there. He said, "Wait a minute, there it is, right there." He put his finger on it, and it's gone. So I thank God he is the healer. In every way, physically, spiritually, mentally, emotionally, he heals us totally. Will thou be made whole? So,
yes,
Evangelist Stacy Holman is not on here this morning, but I'm going to be praying for her family as well. Anybody else? Prayer request.
Yes, Sister Jean. I have a prayer request for Pastor Lilo Laney. My mother-in-law, she... had a mouth stroke about a week or so ago, and we want to keep her in prayer as well as my husband and my children today.
Okay. Yes, okay. I'm writing it down. All right. Anybody else? Prayer time.
Yes.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you. Okay, hold on. Okay, hold on. Someone's pressing someone. Hello, Bishop. How are you this morning?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing great. You got a celebration coming up soon, huh?
Yes, ma'am, if the Lord's will.
Amen.
I have a very, very special request. One of my good friends, Bishop Lee Hardiman, and his wife, they own a business in Orlando. It's been all over the news. And somebody was shooting at somebody next door to them. And however, him and his wife end up getting shot. This was Friday, Thursday night.
Oh, my God. Are they okay?
They're in the hospital. They're going to survive. One got a bullet in the spine. Another one got a bullet in the back, and the doctor don't think they're going to be able to remove it. But
oh,
I need
God.
You to pray.
Yes.
His name is Bishop Lee Hardiman, and his wife's name is Cindy.
Okay.
And then pray for me. I need prayer. I'm requesting prayer because I'm supposed to be in Tampa. I'm supposed to be at the Classic, hallelujah. Oh, but I'm not going there. I'm supposed to be leaving for Tampa today to be in service tomorrow. You know I don't travel. So this is my first trip trying to travel. So pray for me that the Lord bless me to travel and everything be well with my body.
Okay.
And I love you, Sister G. I love you.
I love you too, Bishop. More. Amen. Thank you for being on this morning. I appreciate you.
God bless you.
Amen. That's Bishop David Bryan. He's in D-Land, Florida. We thank God for him, mighty man of God. You know, I got your text last night. It was probably about 1 o'clock when I woke up and I saw it. So I said, oh, I'm sure they're gone now.
Yeah, we were off the line then, honey. I was about to sleep.
I understand it. So I didn't even try to call in. I just had to write for Bible Storyland, finish up. Well, this is a good morning. This is my good friend in Kalamazoo, Michigan. How you doing, Ronnie?
Praise the Lord. Good morning. I am well. How are you?
Doing good. Is there snow there yet?
Girl, there's a lot of snow here. It just happened today. It started last night.
Oh,
so
my God.
So we have a white winter so far, a couple of inches. But I'm learning to embrace it. God made it, so I shall embrace it.
Don't send it my way. I don't want it.
Yeah. No, I wouldn't put that on you. Not at all.
It would probably melt
way
before it got here anyway, so thank God.
Pardon me?
Go ahead. You have a prayer request?
Yes, I do. I have a sister. Her name is Mary, and she is in the hospital, so I'm requesting the prayers of the saints to pray that God would heal and deliver. She's already healed in the name of Jesus, that she will come home soon. So I'm just lifting her up in prayer. Mary.
Amen. Amen. All right. Thank you, my friend. I thank God for you. I was talking about Kalamazoo recently, and I said, oh, my God, I would love to visit there, but not in the winter.
No, don't come in the wintertime. Otherwise,
yes.
You're welcome to come. It's a beautiful city.
Yes, that was where I began my first teaching career. In Kalamazoo, Michigan, I taught there for 5 years in the public schools, and I tell you, it was an awesome experience. I thank God for that experience. I know those kids right now are in their 40s, you know, some headed towards 50 and have their own families by now. So.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sure whatever you imparted in them is still there.
Amen, amen. Thank the Lord. I pray for the salvation of every student that I ever taught in public schools and private schools and Christian schools and Sunday school and everywhere.
Mm-hmm. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Well, thank you very much, and God bless you and the radio audience. God bless.
Amen. You too. Thank you so much. Anybody else?
Thank you.
Thank you. Give your family a hug for me. Hallelujah. Anybody else? Prayer request, press 1. All right, we're getting ready to go to the throne room in a minute. Just want to make sure I have everybody's requests before we move forward with the prayers. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, Father, Father, we just thank you this morning that you are the great and mighty I Am. And we thank you that you made a way that we can communicate with you, O God. We thank you that you say, come in the secret place and dwell there with me. Abide under my shadow. Oh, God, we come in this morning because you are a refuge, you are a fortress, and we are abiding under your shadow, Almighty. We are saying of you, Lord, you are a refuge, you are a fortress. My God, we're trusting in you with all of our might. Oh, God, we're loving on you with all of our soul, heart, and strength. But, Father, we know that you are the way, and we're asking you, oh, God, for we're coming to you, bringing your daughter. Oh, God, Donna Hawkins from Paducah, you know you're there with her. And we ask you for a speedy, a quick recovery from her surgery in the name of Jesus. And we're asking you, Lord, to be with her mother-in-law, Mother Hawkins, and her mother, Mother Newsom, who's healing from a stroke and other afflictions upon her body. You said, many are the afflictions of the righteous. You would deliver us out of them all. So I thank God for... for you, I thank God for what you, I thank you, Lord, for what you're doing in the Hawkins family. Be with her husband and her whole family as they work together, oh God, and minister to one another, as they help each other. And Lord, you know she's the pastor of a church, so whoever's in charge, oh God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you that they will carry out the request of Pastor Donna Hawkins, oh God, while she recover. And I thank you, Lord God, for removing any worries that she may have at this time about, you know, how will this get done and how will that get done. I thank you that she will relax, let go, and let you in the mighty name of Jesus. And, Father, I thank you for her cousin, Jackie Travis, Lord God, as she and her family prepare to go to travel to see her other family, oh God. And we thank you for her patience that she takes care of every day. We lift up Pastor Huggins, oh God, who comes on and sings with her from time to time. We bless you, Almighty. You are Almighty God. Nothing is impossible to you. And as the song says, fix it, Lord. Fix it for us, Jesus. Fix every situation in our lives, oh God. Order our steps, oh God. And, Lord, we just thank you, Lord God, for Jackie's sister Sharona's healing, oh God. And we thank you for her quick recovery. We thank you, Lord God, for removing the excruciating pain that her patient was in who went to the hospital, oh God. And, Lord, show us how to eat healthy, how to think healthy, how to drink plenty of water and fresh vegetables like Daniel and his friends did. Show us how to eat according to your plan so that our bodies are healthy. Show us how to exercise and how to walk is so that we are getting plenty of oxygen and keeping our bodies healthy, oh God. We rebuke a spirit of slothfulness where we won't, you know, get up off the couch and go walking. And, Lord, forgive me when I know I need to exercise, oh God, to keep my body healthy. So help, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Give me a mind to do those things, Lord God, that you are requiring of me and you're requiring of us so that we can stay healthy. Because your word says, beloved, above all, I wish that you prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. And, Father, I thank you for Minister Delaney, who brought the word so powerfully this morning, oh God. I thank you for her mother-in-law, who you are with, and you know Pastor Delaney, oh God, the mother-in-law. Oh God, you know her, and you're able to heal strokes. You're able to heal us of strokes. strokes like we never had one before. So, Father God, we decree and declare a total healing on the left side, the right side, all lobes in the brain, any part of her brain that was affected by the stroke. Oh, God, we thank you for healing her, Lord God. And, Lord, we lift up Minister Delaney's husband and her children, oh, God. Walk with them daily. Talk with them. Be that lamp and that light that they need on your pathway. In the name of Jesus, I bind the enemy that will come to bring disharmony. I speak unity on every family on Bible Storyline. Unity and love. Let the fruit of the Spirit come forth in our lives daily. And, Father, I thank you for your servant, Bishop David Bryant, this mighty man of God, oh, God, in D-Land, Florida. You know him. You know everything concerning him. And, Lord, I lift up the bishop that he talked about, Bishop Lee Hardiman and Bishop Cindy Hardiman, who were shot. You knew about it before it happened, oh, God. So I thank you that they're giving you thanks that they are alive and all is well in their lives, oh, God. And, Lord, you're able to move bullets straight through the body into the toilet. You're able to move, pass them through, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. So, Father God, when they do the x-rays, I thank you that the bullets will be moved out of their bodies, oh, God, and no harm will come now their bodies, oh, God. We cover them with the blood. Shield them, oh, God, from every attack of the enemy, oh, God. You know the enemy's running rampant out here, Lord God. But we thank you that you are a shield. And, Lord, you know Bishop Bryant's circumstances, Lord God. You know everything going on in his body. And we thank you, Lord God, for that traveling mercy as he traveled to Tampa, oh, God, to bring the word. Let him come forth with might and power with the word, oh, God. And we thank you, oh, God, for that healing virtue going throughout his body. And, Lord, I thank you for Ronnie, my dear sister in the Lord in Michigan, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, for the weather that you sent. You said in everything give thanks. So we thank you for the snow that's falling, oh, God. We thank you for the winter, oh, God, and preparing the people, Father God. We thank you for keeping the elderly warm and supplying all of their needs and the children and the families. We thank you, oh, God, for what you're doing on their behalf. We thank you, Lord God, for everything you're doing for Mary, her sister who's in the hospital, oh, God, but we thank you that she's healed. And, Lord, her desire, Mary's desire and the family's desire is that she come home, oh, God, to her house, oh, God, and be able to reside there again and function, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. So we thank you for Mary and what you're doing in Mary, Lord God. We just thank you that you are the healer, Jehovah Rapha. We know that you are the great physician, oh, God, and we're depending upon you, oh, God, to heal us in every way. And, Father, I lift up each and every person on Bible Storyland this morning and their families and the neighborhoods, the cities they're in, oh, God. We pray a hedge of protection around them. We pray safety. We pray their strength in you, oh, God. We pray, Father God, that you will continually shield them, teach their hands to war, their fingers to fight the good fight of faith, cover all of us with your precious blood. And we give you praise, honor, and thanksgiving. You are the King of glory. You are the King of glory. We honor you. We give you thanks. We give you praise. Oh, God, we thank you that the Hardimans are still alive. Anyone else who was injured, oh, God, by the shootings, oh, God, we ask you, Lord, to heal them as well. We ask you, Lord, as they recover, that their business grow by leaps and bounds, grow. Oh, God, and as they minister to people, oh, God, we thank you, Lord God, for keeping them in safekeeping. We bind the enemy that's coming against them, every attack. We send it back to the sender in Jesus' name, every evil, every devil on assignment against the children of the Most High God. We send your arrows back to you. No weapon that is formed against us shall prosper. In Jesus' holy name we pray. Amen, amen. Anybody have anything they want to say before we get ready to close out?
Praise God. Praise God.
Okay. Go ahead, Minister.
Amen. I just want to just thank the Lord, amen, for his blessings today, amen. And just allow me, amen, to be in the midst, amen, of the people of God. I appreciate you, Sister G. so much. I love you.
Ditto. Love you too. Appreciate you. And I thank God for you. I know you got a busy schedule, so I thank God for you taking time out to come on with us. And you're welcome to come on weekly, you know, to give announcements, to bring the word, you know, however the Lord leads you. You know, I know you got a function for the children coming up in December, so come back on and, you know, give the announcement and where it's going to be and et cetera. So we love you.
I love you too, darling. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Anybody else? Yeah. Bishop, did you say something?
My retirement.
I have something to say. I don't know if I mentioned my patient, Miss Elizabeth Kennedy. If you could please put on the prayer list. Like I said, they came home last night. I had to go back to hospice and Shands. So
yes, I
did
pray for her this morning.
Oh, thank you, thank you. I didn't get a chance to hear
y'all.
Just been rehab in here.
Excruciating pain. I did pray for her.
I was in here working with rehab. Sorry. Thank you so much. Thanks for all that you do, Sister G. We love you. We do love you. You are a great woman of God, also, and we love you. Thank you for everything that you do.
Well, I humble myself before the mighty hand of God, and I thank the Lord for using me. Little girl from Jacksonville, Florida, I thank him for all that he's doing. I give him praise, and I honor the King of Kings. So I thank God for each of you this morning. Anybody else want to say anything? We're about ready to close out. All right, well. Closing time on Bible Story Land. Don't forget to thank the Lord thy God who gives to us liberally. Remember, God loves you. He gave his only son to die for you. So let's give him thanksgiving on a daily basis, not just once a year. I love each of you. I look forward to hearing from you next Saturday on Children's Day. Our children need our time more than things. They need our time more than things. They need us. The flesh, they need us to sit next to them, talk to them, hug them, encourage them. Say, baby, I'm proud of you. Baby, I love you. I am so grateful God gave you. We got to tell them. If you don't tell them, the devil going to tell them something that's wrong. So you tell them. Tell your children. Tell your children you love them. Touch your children. I don't care if they say, wait, mama, you know I'm old. I don't care. If you got a 40-year-old, hug them. You got a 10-year-old, hug them. You got a 12-month-old, hug them. Hug your children. You know, when I was a grown woman, my daddy was living, I sat in his lap. I was 40-something years old, sat in his lap, hugged on him. Thank God for the time with my mother. Sit next to her, hug her, rub her legs, feet, or whatever needed doing. Cook meals for him. I thank God for that time. It was a short period, seemed like. But I thank God for my parents. Love on each other. Tomorrow ain't promised. Love on one another. Oh, God, I can't begin to tell you. On Thanksgiving Day, love on your family. And I'm asking the Lord, teach me how to love my family, how to love him, how to love others. Because, you know, he's the master teacher. He's going to teach us how to love. He's going to teach us how to love him. So I thank God this morning for all he's doing on Bible Storyland. Have a God-filled day, God-filled week, a God-filled month, a God-filled year. I love you, and you already know God loves you more.
Love you too.